Wildfires continue to burn in Northern California, the largest in Lake County, about 120 miles north of San Francisco. No lives have been lost, but about 1,500 people were forced to evacuate. More than 2,700 firefighters have been battling the blaze. Several structures have been destroyed, including the home of Katie Brogan and her family in Spring Valley. They raise pigs and other animals. The animals are safe. Her husband was about to open a coffee shop. All the new equipment is gone. Katie joins us now. And Katie, we are so sorry to hear about this. And thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
You're welcome. And thank you for your kind words.
And tell us what happened to your house, as far as you know.
It burned all the way to the ground. We lost it early in the incident Saturday night. My husband was still in the valley at that point and discovered he had left his insulin pens at the house and went back for them, and the house was gone.
So there was really no time to get anything?
No, not really. I've recently out of the hospital recovering from a full hip replacement. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of like in the hospital bed and stuff, and I'd spent most of the day at home because the husband and the kids had been away at a show pig seminar in Ukiah, because the kids show swine through 4-H and FFA at the Lake County Fair. So I'd been there most of the day by myself, and this started up about 5. And when he got home at about 5:30, he's like, yeah, we need to get Mom out of here. So he really didn't want us grabbing anything. He was more concerned about just getting out. So he had the kids just help me with my walker to the car, and we headed down to Spring Valley Pantry to wait and see.
And how long was it after that before the house burned?
I think it was probably before midnight.
What kind of things did you lose? What are you thinking of that is gone now?
Oh my gosh, it's weird. Things pop into your mind at different times. My kids' mementos. I had a kid that just graduated 8th grade, and he had won the President's Academic Achievement Award and had received a letter from Donald Trump and a pin and other commendations that he'd received. You know, those kinds of things. My daughter's wrestling medals, her FFA jacket with her state degree pin on it. Not like really expensive possessions or things that you desire, mm-hmm. but things that your memories are tied to.
What about you personally? I mean, those are both things that are your kids. What about you?
Memories of my dad, pictures, some family heirloom jewelry, all my Carhartt stuff. I'm a big Grateful Dead fan, so all my Grateful Dead stuff's gone. Just kind of things that might seem stupid to somebody else.
Do you still feel kind of like you're in a state of shock now, processing all of this?
I haven't checked into all of this, but I'm sure that there's probably been identified a process that we move through, and I'm not sure where I'm at on that. I've cried a bit. Right now I'm kind of just doing the strong thing. I kind of gave up hip replacement recovery mode and for fire survival mode. We're just taking it a minute at a time right now.
I understand that you have actually had to evacuate several times over the years. You've been living in Spring Valley for decades. Did this time feel different to you?
Yeah, kind of. I've almost felt like it was coming. In our 4-H group, I've had friends that lost their homes in the Valley Fire. And then the next time around, friends that lost their homes in the Clayton Fire. And I don't know, I've just sort of felt like this was coming.
Have you reached out to those friends now, as you have to deal with this yourself?
I have, and I've apologized to them for trite things that were said and the things that well-meaning people say that really don't have any impact on your hopefulness or anything. They're just, you know, they don't know what else to say.
What is the wrong thing to say?
The wrong thing to say is, at least you got out okay. At least, it's mostly those two words, at least. Sometimes I have a problem with, and I shouldn't, but sometimes I have a problem with thoughts and prayers. I'm like, what am I going to do with those?
So what do you think it's going to take now for you to get back up on your feet after this?
My husband is a lot more positive than I am. I'm like, well, we've just lost all your stuff. And he's just really positive about, well, we still have this and this. And we can replace that and that. And his power of being positive is just, it's beautiful and overwhelming at the same time. And I think if we can keep focused and just keep, I'm sure there's going to be a fight ahead to stay positive and to stay focused and to just keep wanting to go on. But we'll do it. Gotta do it for the kids.
How are your kids doing?
My daughter is away at American Legion Girl State Conference in Southern California. My husband had to drive her down there Sunday. It was a great honor that she was nominated for this, and we didn't want her to miss out on the opportunity. Unfortunately, I'm worried for her, and I don't know where her head is, and I wish she was able to be fully involved in the program that she's at without having to worry about us. My son, who's your typical 14-year-old, has been strangely polite and quiet and very cooperative. And while that's all lovely and very welcomed, it's kind of worrisome in a way because it's not really like him. And I'm not sure if it's out of strength of character and he's just trying to be the best person he can be right now, or if he's in shock. It's probably a combination of both of those things.
And what are you saying to him?
I'm telling him I love him a lot. Unfortunately, my mobility is still limited. I'm asking him to do things that he normally would be like rolling his eyes and trying not to do, you know, tasks and chores and things like that. And he's just done it all without having to ask him twice.
That's Katie Brogan of Spring Valley, California. She lost her home in the Pawnee Fire. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.